Good morning, Kentuckiana. Thanks for being with us. It is Thankful Thursdays. We're talking about community and, of course, Home Sweet Home. Joining me today is the president of Taylor Homes, Chris Taylor, and the president of Right Rug, and that is Larry Knoll. Good morning, Larry and Chris. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today, Kristen?
I'm doing good. Larry, how are you?
Kristen, doing great this morning.
Awesome.
From Columbus, Ohio, here this morning.
In beautiful Columbus, Ohio. Well, thank you for joining us. I know Right at Home, I looked on y'all's website, you cover all the same kind of, almost close to the same region as Taylor Homes, but Kentucky and Indiana and Ohio. So whoever is listening to us, whether whatever side of the river you're on, you can take care of their needs. So we're going to talk flooring this morning, which is actually one of those amazing assets for your home that can make a complete difference in the whole look and feel of a room or a hallway or a kitchen or whatever based on what we put on the floor. And also not only aesthetically, but durability-wise, there's been a lot of changes. So I'm looking forward to hearing, you know, how what some of the trends are and what you guys have seen in the industry and what's become kind of standard. Larry, start us off by telling us a little bit about what you're seeing as far as trends when you're working with customers.
Chris, I can tell you, I mean, people today and in this environment and especially in this economy, people are looking for as low maintenance product as possible out there. There are so many new things that are coming out in flooring that it's just unbelievable. I mean, as my stores are hearing from customers, they want everything lifetime warranty.
Yeah.
They want something very, very low maintenance, very family friendly. We're noticing a lot more in hardwoods, laminate, ceramics. People are going to more permanent surfaces today and are investing in their homes. And that's what we're noticing a lot more in every city we're in.
Chris, as you work with Larry and you're working with your clients that are building properties, what should they consider standard when they go and they're talking to a builder now?
Well, as far as what's standard with us, I mean, as far as other builders, I mean, everybody's got, you know, like Larry said, there's a thousand different kinds
right.
of options.
Right, yeah.
What have you.
Right.
But as far as our flooring is, you know, standard, you know, carpeting throughout the living room, great room areas and bedrooms and things of that nature. In the wet areas, what's standard with us will be your vinyl flooring. But we offer any kind of upgrade that you can imagine when it comes to flooring, whether it be tile, hardwood, even down to slate. So there's a lot of different upgrades that you can get into.
Yeah, and what about price differential, Larry, as we talk about making these upgrades? Because, you know, I've changed out. When we first started renovating our home, we had vinyl in a couple of our bathrooms, and we changed it and upgraded it to tile. And, of course, you know, the look and feel is just a lot more dressy, I guess, for the lack of a better word. But, you know, it kind of dresses up the room a great deal. You know, as people are thinking about making those upgrades to really kind of make that extra, give it extra oomph in a room, you know, maybe it's the entry hall that has slate floor or has hardwood or something. Have those price points, those margins, have those improved over time?
You know, Kristen, they have, and I'll tell you why. We're growing, obviously. We're one of the largest flooring companies in America. And what we found is just we've had to invest in our customers by having tremendous inventories, and that of course keeps our pricing in line to give value to our customer. But I think, you know, the things that we have to look at, and Chris will agree with me on this, is people are investing in these homes. I mean, again, they're building a home, they're going to stay in it in a longer period today. They seem to want to go with more permanent surfaces, whether it be initially when they build or very soon after, that customers are investing in and really taking a better interest in the home than just basic carpets and vinyls today. So I think we're seeing a lot more investment with our customers, not only in new home building, but and also in our stores.
Well, a couple of things, even with vinyl, there is a lot of vinyl products now that look like tile. You know, when we think of vinyl, it's completely different than what it used to be, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, even if you wanted something that's cost effective, you know, there are a lot of options out there that make it a lot different than what we would consider the traditional linoleum floor or something.
Yeah, the days of the regular linoleum floors are just about gone. There is so many choices today, and the looks are unbelievable when it comes to vinyl now. There's the what is called LVT, which is vinyl tiles that look just like ceramic tile, have tremendous warranties, and take a lot of family abuse with very, very low maintenance. So there's such a array of new products out there.
The other thing that's interesting about vinyl flooring, and Chris, you may have seen this, not only is the look where it looks like tile, but the wood looks that have improved.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, wood has just gone really off the charts when it comes from all these different, I call them exotic looking woods that's coming from, right rug that they're offering our customers today. But there's a lot of different styles and patterns and colors out there on hardwoods today.
Yeah, then, and you can take, have a vinyl flooring that would be maybe potentially in a high traffic area, maybe someplace where kids are coming, maybe you have a pool at your house and the kids are coming in and out of it from that, or it's by the back of the house where kids are coming in and out from snow and that sort of thing. And you can look exactly like a wood flooring and have the durability of being vinyl siding. And I think it's hard to distinguish nowadays.
Right. It certainly is. You know, and what Larry's saying is so true. I mean, people, you know, our customers today that are building our new homes, I mean, especially compared to, 20, 25 years ago, and even so in the last 5 or 6 years, we see a lot more customers putting more long-lasting in, hardwood floors and tile and upgrades in their flooring products because they do intend to stay in that home for their lifetime, much more so than what they were in the past. Now, I think it is because of that price point that it's gotten a lot more affordable, and there's just so many more choices to choose from, and it's just so attractive to our buyers.
Well, and I know everybody thinks that they're going to stay in their house for a lifetime, but we know that the reality is that people have to move and that people still make changes. And I would think that this flooring option and what you put into it when you get ready to resell is a huge factor. And what should be the expectation when somebody does put in some type of flooring or carpeting or hardwood? What's the expectation in terms of warranty transfer? And I don't know if that's a Chris question or a Larry, but...
Larry, you want to go and take that?
Yeah, there is, Chris, there's new products out that right now... Now, obviously, with hard surface, like with hardwood, with laminate, folks, I mean, this is basically a lot of these products, when you put it in your home, it's there. I mean, it's there
okay.
for 20 to 30 years. So you really don't have to worry about transfer in that because it's just...
It's just part of the home.
I mean,
right, right.
It
is what it is, right.
Exactly. But when you get into some of the... There is carpet now in both nylons and polyesters. And I want to say this. There's a lot of folks out there that when you hear polyester, they cringe.
I'm one of them.
Let me tell you, there is such advancements in polyesters today and solution dyed and renewable source products that are recycled from pop bottles, from corn. There's a lot of different things that are available out there, very, very green, that give tremendous stain warranties and durability-wise are off the charts. So those obviously are available for transferable because the manufacturers understand that you can transfer from family to family because you're never going to wear this out. I mean, it's basically it's as good for the next 20 to 25 years as you want it to be. It all comes down to maintenance, though. Also, it's just taking care of it, and that's we always stress that to our customers. Also, it's only as good as you take care of it. Also,
yeah. Let's talk about carpet for a while because you bring up that's one of those things. I think that there is something you get up in the morning and you want something warm underneath your feet, and that's one of the reasons why I think a lot of people like carpeting, or you want to be able to sit on the floor and you got a whole bunch of people over and you want something that's soft. And so there is always going to be a place for that, that carpet or that soft kind of plush fabric kind of feel. And as listeners are tuning into this today and they're thinking about replacing, I'm actually in the process of trying to replace a hallway carpet, by the way, Larry. It gets tremendous amount of traffic because it goes right down the center of my home and up the back staircase. And what should we be looking for? What are some of the things that are out there that if you were talking to a customer, what should they be thinking about in terms of carpet, especially for high traffic areas, maybe?
Well, it depends on the lifestyle, depends on the family,
right,
on the abuse it's going to take. There are so many things that when you come into, especially our stores and even some of our competitors' stores, we have to ask questions. And a lot of people say, "My gosh, you're asking a tremendous amount of questions. You're awful nosy here." But we have to really know about your home, about how you live.
Right.
Because you've got so many choices to get from inexpensive, if you're going to stay in the home for a few years, to a little bit more pricier products. But these are pricier products for a reason. They have tremendous warranties. They have a lot of stain protection. They are twisted so that they're going to last a long time. And Kristen, the thing that we also want to look at is there's a lot of people that say, look, I need family friendly. I need to have something that can take the abuse, that we understand that we ought to clean the carpet every 12 to 18 months. Have it professionally cleaned. That
right.
doesn't mean go out and get a steamer and try to do it yourself. It doesn't work, folks. So, you know, folks out there listening, have it professionally cleaned. It's the only way to do it and to actually do it correctly. So,
that's a really good question. Yeah.
Maintenance-wise, it's very, very low maintenance. You know, vacuum and have it professionally cleaned. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think, you know, because that's one of the things I think is the downside with carpeting is, you know, how do you keep it clean? And you do need to have it professionally done. And there is no substitute for that. For those who have tried to do it on your own, you're exactly right. You need to. And, you know, a lot of times, a lot of those professional services will say that they're going to Scotch guard it. Are products now with the carpeting, do they already have that stain resistant in there, or do you have to replace that when you have your carpets professionally
that
cleaned?
That is a great point. Folks, do not allow people to put Scotch guard, Teflon treatments, or anything. Everything today has built-in treatment. It is injected into the dye sites. There is absolutely no reason for you to spend additional money putting more stain protection. It does not come off. It cannot wear off. So you're spending money that's not needed. In fact, and a lot of times it can allow your carpet to get dirtier quicker because of what you're spraying on there. So do not do that. There is no need to do that.
I'm so glad I asked you that because I think you're absolutely right, because I actually did it one time, and I think the carpet got dirtier than when I didn't use it, and I wondered about that. So that's a really interesting point. The other thing that I wanted to ask, Chris, and I don't know if you've seen these trends, and I was looking on Larry's site about this, but you have a lot of eco-friendly products now. So
sure.
As people are, you know, are you get more requests for that, and what are the, you know, what are some of the things that people are asking about when it comes to eco-friendly flooring?
You talking about from a flooring standpoint?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, as he said, I mean, the products today that like this one in the carpeting, I mean, they're made from, you know, recycled bottles to, you know, corn and a lot of different products, things of that nature. But, you know, our homes, I mean, they're a brick home. I mean, what's more green than a brick house?
Right.
You know, because it's made from, you know, clay and things of that nature. But, I mean, I think as time goes on, people are more and more educated, and green's a hot topic right now. So people do come in, you know, wanting to know how much green efforts we put into our home. And as you know, I've discussed in the past, it's not just about the components of the home that's green. We have a lot of it. And Larry can certainly, you know, elaborate more so on the foreign aspect of what the green products are. But, you know, our homes are energy smart. I mean, that's green in your pocket when it comes to the actual savings of the home.
Oh, I agree. And, Larry, when we're talking about eco-friendly flooring, a couple of questions that come to mind. Making it, you know, not only it's renewable or maybe it's sustainable or it's recycled, but also just the chemicals and that sort of thing in them, does that make a big difference?
No, it does. And,
okay.
And most of the products, especially in carpet, is made in America. A lot of our hardwoods that we make are also made in America also. The only time you're going to get into foreign-type products is when you get into exotics. I mean, exotic woods are coming from all over the world, so it's a little different. But people are looking at more green products today. You're getting into a lot of products that are solution-dyed. And when it's solution-dyed, that means in most cases it's recycled product.
Okay.
So, and we recycle everything. When we take things out of your home, hey, folks, they are going into a truck and they're being completely recycled all the way down to your pad. Everything is recycled.
Oh, that's nice to know.
And it's very, very important to us. It's costly to us. And we have to, and we do everything in our power to make sure that it just doesn't go to landfill. And I know there's a lot of folks out there that unfortunately don't do that. We think it's worth it. We think it's an added cost. But, you know, in today's market, and with everything that's going into landfills, we want one less thing to do.
Oh, I think that's great. I think that's awesome. And what about if you're looking for eco-friendly flooring and you ask about that as a customer or consumer, should you have an expectation that the price point is higher?
You know what? It it can be. I mean, we have some very, very budget-minded product all the way up to very luxurious cotton-like. And when I say cotton, I mean truly cotton-like carpet that is unlike anything that you've ever seen.
Okay. So some of it can be a little more pricey, but there are actual eco-friendly products that also would be price comparable to traditional.
Absolutely. It's purely preference. Now, we've made sure that we give these not only on Chris's end, because Chris does exactly the same thing. He has it made available to him and his customers as a selection, and they're very, very price competitive.
Here's one other question that always throws me off a little bit in the padding that people put down. Mm-hmm. Is there a big difference when people are looking for carpeting, they're putting something down? Should we pay more for a thicker padding? Does it matter? Is that a factor in durability? I'm just curious as a you know, homeowner, how that makes a, you know, how that compares, or what we should know about that.
Well, I'll tell you, and Chris, you can jump in there anytime you want here. I don't want to feel like I'm hogging the conversation.
No, you're the expert, Larry.
But let me talk about that for a second, because there's a lot of misnomers out there, and there's a lot of competitors that think that a heavier pounded pad actually holds up better, and that even includes the big boxes. I've been doing this for 33 years, and I come from the manufacturer, so I'm going to tell you a little bit more than you really want to hear. There is no need, if you find a what is known as a 6-pound rebond pad, there is some now that have a moisture barrier on top of it that really repels the spills. But the Carpet and Rug Institute, who is the people who oversee a lot of how carpet is made, strictly tell us that, look, if you're using at least a 6-pound pad, it's perfectly fine for any use in the home.
Okay.
If you go through a heavier pounded pad, it's going to be much firmer, but in some cases, depending on the carpet, firmer is not better. It can actually make your carpet wear worse. So we make sure that we spend that additional time with that customer and not just put a more expensive pad when they really don't need it, and it's just added cost that we'd rather not pass on to the customer.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I appreciate both of you guys being with me this morning. Chris, thanks for joining us. I want to mention Chris Taylor from Taylor Homes. You can go out to taylorhomes.com. You can also call them at 1-800-96-TAYLOR. And Larry Knoll from Right Rug. And you can go out and find their information at Right Rug. And that's with an R, R-I-T-E, Rug, rightrug.com. And you can read about the eco-friendly flooring, all the different, there's all sorts of, you guys got a great website that shows a lot of different choices, and it gets you excited about being creative for your home, which I love.
That's right. Great. Yeah, we spend a lot of time with that, and a lot of folks that come to our website get a tremendous amount of ideas, and we'll provide them all the information they need.
Yeah, it's fun to go out there. So if you are thinking about doing some flooring changes now, you know, in the fall with the holidays coming up, and you want to, you know, kind of tweak things or make it a little nicer, go out there and check it out. It's kind of a fun, for those women out there, kind of online shopping of looking at all the options that are out there now. Thanks, guys, for both of you guys being with me this morning. Have a wonderful weekend.
Sure. Thanks a lot so much.
Appreciate it.
All right. We'll be right back with more Real Life. We're going to talk to Clark Memorial. Ladies, don't go away, because I'm going to tell you how to get some free services.